청취여 모든 퍼피여 빛을 보는 자들만의 퍼시여 그들의 열평도 내 귀에는 여시며 삐까뻔쩍이던 차도 멈춰있어 이유는 나 귀머거리 무법자 서민이란 안 되는 빛이 없어 두렵다 한숨 한탄뿐인 지하철 버스와 택시나 움직이는 두 발들이 무겁다 거만한데 못 꺾는 손 관중의 목소리에 담긴 땀과 홍은 도시 아침에 손님 주황 빛가로 푸른 서울 등 그대는 아침을 여는 거울 향이 없는 조화 빌딩뿐인 모양새 한명만이 고향돼 악취뿐인 도랑에 진실과 땀으로 순백으로 포장된 이 도시를 나의 손바닥 안에
It's my ghetto 한없이 차가워도 난 그댈 벗어나지 못하죠 This is my ghetto 끝없이 달려봐도 난 그댈 떠나가지 못하죠 하루가 지나도
Everyone, it's Noelle.
I'm Dame Lofty Foxy Brown.
This is episode 55 of the All This Rational K-Pop Podcast. Yay.
Yay. So, we're going to try and make this a short episode. I don't know how long it's going to end up being. But we have a decent amount of stuff to talk about.
Actually, we have a lot to talk about. Too much drama.
Straight off from the top, if you have anything you want us to cover or any music you want us to listen to, go ahead and send it to us through Twitter, Facebook, email, forum, whatever you have to use. All the information is going to be available at the end of the show. It'll be on the website. Anything K-pop related you want us to talk about, including our own personal histories with K-pop, feel free to send that stuff in. So, First of all, it's amusing because, again, we mentioned that we met through We Got Married.
Yep.
And, of course, we were watching SS501's Leader.
Kim Yun Cho.
And
now, who I liked at that time, D. I remember. I liked him a lot then.
You loved him at that point.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything so insignificant as like.
But okay, fine.
But now we have the first member of SS going into the army, Kim Kyu-jung.
Yep.
It's unfortunate for him because he was the last person to release an album, and he's the first person to go.
Is he the... No, the eldest is the leader, right?
Yeah.
Injo?
But he's also... Because... He's the most famous. And he's in a big, powerful agency. And he's also doing a drama, I think, this upcoming season, so...
Let's forget about that.
I don't know why they keep trying to make him into an actor. But Kyu-jung left for the army on July 23rd, which is about a week ago. And he was seen off, of course, by his fans and by Hyungjun and Yesung, both of B2M Entertainment, I think. So, again, if you're still holding your breath for that SS501 reunion, you now have at least 2 years to wait.
Yeah, and then after 2 years, or maybe next year, who's going to go to the army? Who's next?
I don't know. I assume Hyun Jun will delay his as long as possible. So I would put my money on Yongsang or...
Probably Yongsang.
Or Jungmin next.
Yeah, Yongsang probably... Because I know the youngest is...
Baby.
Baby. Yongchun, right?
Yep. So, that's probably what you're looking at. So I would say at least 3 years, maybe four. And like at that point, come on, really? You really think they're gonna... Anyway, let me stop.
Don't break people's hearts, okay?
Stop. I'm not trying to break their hearts. It's trying to be realistic. But, again... Anywhere from 18 months to 24 months is how long it's going to take before Kyu-jung is going to be active as a singer or actor again. And just before he went in, he released a mini album dedicated to his fans called Meet Me Again. So that's sweet, I guess.
Yeah. I'm sure he still has a lot of fans. because I know SS501 has quite a big fan base.
Unbelievably, they do. Yeah, they have, I think, the third or fourth biggest.
I know. No,
probably fifth. It's,
top, well, they're
Super Junior,
top.
With Done by Shinki, Super Junior, Sunishide, Big Bang, and I think them.
And I don't know where these fans come from, but they have a lot of fans.
K-drama fans are pretty big. So, speaking of K-dramas, Asia's Prince, Jang Yun-sung, who, as we all know, is quite active on Twitter, recently went on a mini Twitter rant about Saesang fans, who continue to follow him around in these Saesang taxis through what he says is GPS data transmission, and he said that he doesn't need these fans. He said it repeatedly that he doesn't need y'all as fans, so leave. He doesn't want you. Go away.
Do you think these fans care?
No, they don't care at all. This is, as far as they're concerned, this is positive attention. And unfortunately, as we've discussed, seen in documentaries, there's nothing that artists can do to get rid of them. They continue to believe it's well within their rights to stalk the artists because, of course, they get most of the information.
They feel entitled, right?
Yep. When scandals happen, they feel like they're the ones protecting the artist. So they're always going to get away with this. And it's unfortunate because until the laws are manufactured in such a way that they can crack down on these people, the artists and really more likely their staff are going to continue to be in danger.
Yeah. Yep. And I don't see this ending anytime soon because you know how Korean fan culture is. And you know how these artists rely on their fans. It's a love-hate relationship.
Yep.
Not anytime soon. It's not
going to
be. Okay.
So speaking of love-hate relationships, G-Dragon is going to release his second solo album in August. And just speaking for myself...
Do you have a love-hate relationship with GD?
Yeah, with his music. Yeah, definitely.
With his hair.
Actually, just to throw this out there to show you how bad of a fan I am, G-Dragon is the only person whose solo album I do not own. And have no intentions of owning Heartbreaker. Is in my head, I was like, I only like two songs off this album. If I only like two songs, I can't justify the purchase. So, you know, but he has people that love the type of music he makes, so I'm sure they will be incredibly thrilled with his next album release, which YG is saying they want to release it next month, but we all know how they go when it comes to deadlines.
Yeah, that's... Speaking of YG, I just remembered now, I saw on Twitter, I think it was yesterday, 21 will be releasing an album instead of a new single.
Oh, right? Wow.
Yeah. It's a full-length album. Because I don't think they'd be having any time to perform on stage to promote their new single, because they'd be very busy with their concert.
Yeah, they're going on world tour next month, so... it definitely would be difficult to promote in Korea at the time. Plus, this is the next 2 weeks is the Olympics, so it's kind of a terrible time to be promoting anyway.
Oh, and one more thing. I hope CL doesn't wear any unicorns.
Oh, I think she will. I think that dress is going to be all over the tour.
Oh, no. Okay, what's this about Gong Chan losing a body part?
Apparently... He had to undergo surgery to, I guess, emergency surgery to remove a kidney after the doctors found out that it was not performing up to standard, which I assumed meaning it collapsed or something. So he apparently has always had bad kidneys, you know, which is amazing that you would choose the life of an idol with a situation like that. And with only one functioning kidney, you kind of can't force your body to undergo a lot of stress. I don't know what he will have to do afterwards to recover in terms of dialysis or anything like that. Maybe he's always been going to dialysis.
Hey, that's a lot of trouble. And you can die with kidney problems, right?
Yeah, but at least he's aware of it. So I assume that, and he's the youngest member, so I assume he's been getting, hopefully... you know, proper care and attention for his kidneys specifically, because it's been a pre-existing problem. And if you care about Hello Baby, which I don't know, some people do. I've never seen it, actually. I've seen some of the kids sometimes. I know, I think M Black was on, Shiny was on at some point. So they're going to be on the sixth season of Hello Baby, which has already started airing.
I don't really care about that show, but yeah. Okay. Wait, before I forget, you showed me a link earlier about 21's I Am the Best, right?
Yes, I actually completely forgot to write that down. 21's I Am the Best is going to be on Dance Central 3, which I know for sure is... I'm going to go ahead and say it's the wrong system now. I feel
it's,
like...
It's Microsoft.
Yeah, it's an Xbox Kinect game where you dance in front of the cameras. The motion sensor, I'm sorry, not cameras.
And that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess it shows you the dance routine and you follow along with it on screen. I've seen people play, but because I'm not coordinated at all, I would never get up and play it. But it's really cool that and I'm the Best is entirely in Korean. So it's really cool that K-pop has reached this stage that it's going to be in a game intended for the Western audience.
And you know what's, actually I'm not surprised about the song choice, because a lot of Western fans like that song. I think they got to know 21 through that song.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them. I don't know why.
It's a really boastful song and the beat is really catchy. I'll admit that I liked it.
Wow, that's new. I never thought you did. Okay, now, enough of 21, because this is more important, but I think D is having fun with this bit
focus?
Of focus. Not focus. Oh, okay, fine.
It's yeah, because I'm like, focus. What?
I'm looking at something else. Yep.
Focus.
Okay, someone's some injury.
But Jinan, who I think is the leader at this point of Focus, injured his ankle again. So if you're one of the 15 people that are looking forward to their August 2nd comeback, it's unfortunately going to be delayed. You know I'm only reporting on this because it's still in a part of my soul I like Focus and I want to see them successful. Okay. And it's unfortunate they have yet another setback. But again, you know, rest's most important, most key. If you rest, you allow your injuries time to heal, then you won't continue to have recurring injuries. But anyway.
Yeah. All right. So we're done with that because I really want to get on with this. Tiara. Okay. We're not laughing at their misery, but hey, yes, why are they imploding? Why?
Apparently they had their concert tour and Hwayoung, who is one of
is
the
she
most...
Again?
She's one of the twins.
Okay. The new one? The new member?
She's not the newest member. She's one of the new members. She was the first person to be added to what was originally a 6-member tiara. So she's the one who made them 7.
Okay.
She got added at around the same time her sister got added to... sister debuted in Coed. Anyway, around that time Coed debuted, she got added to tiara. So apparently she injured her leg to the point where it would not have made any sense to dance on it. And as opposed to being on stage, she sat out the concert performances. And apparently, because of what Kim Kwang-soo, their boss, has been doing, which was implying that there are lazy and weak members of Tiara,
yeah.
And he is looking into culling the numbers, which doesn't make any sense because he keeps adding people. But that seems to have produced a bit of competitive atmosphere within Tiara, which, you know, is not the best possible way to ensure group harmony.
It's so mean girls. It's not really competitive. It's bitchiness.
And what you ended up having was, I wish I remembered the slang way to say this, but what you ended up having was Tiara taking their problems to the street, because they started on some mean levels of shade on Twitter. We have members saying there's a difference between levels of dedication. There's a difference in dedication, manners, and selflessness. There's a difference between, and this is 3 different people, Hyomin, Soyeon, Jiyeon. Difference between,
oh, the popular girls, right?
Yeah, the difference between levels of dedication, having manners, always staying polite. I applaud you, acting genius.
And then, I think Injung said something as well.
Yeah, Hyomin, the last one is Jihyun retweeting Hyomin's tweet and adding onto it, Hyomin being the first one. And Boram retweets Jihyun's tweet at, saying clap, clap, clap. And Eunjung says, just like a position can make a person, dedication can make a person too. Sigh, such a pity. You should know to look after the people around you. And then...
Look, she's injured, right? How could she
in a
dead?
Cast.
She made an effort to at least go on stage in a wheelchair, right?
I don't even know. Ohayong apparently says that sometimes dedication alone is not enough. At times like these, it might be disappointing, but I still believe that God has a good reason for making this happen. God, you know it all, don't you? Then Hyoyoung says, my other half is going through suffering. It hurts to watch. No matter what else, what anybody else says, Ryu, you can fight through it. I think that's their last name. And Tare, who is the rap coach, says, I know all empty-headed bitches act the same way, but I wonder if there's anything that could go beyond imagination like this. They think they made it. They've forgotten what they used that they used to be no when they used to be nobodies.
Oh my god.
So you have all this business in the streets, and someone else said something about being pretty on the outside but empty on the inside. So like what you have here is the situation that everybody imagines happens in girl groups, you know, that all these female egos can't coexist at the same time.
Okay, there's gonna be an important announcement on the 30th, right?
Hopefully I will try to release this episode before then,
but wait, I just have a question. Is this a reaction to the Tiara drama?
It seems as though it's a reaction to that, yes. People are speculating at this point that the announcement is going to be that Hwayoung is going to get dropped from Tiara. And at this point, it's unfortunate. You know, those that follow Tiara have mentioned that her lines have increased recently. So maybe it's also a part of that. Maybe she had been rewarded for hard work and... she had a lot of lines in the last single, Day by Day. And maybe the other girls, because they've been put into this, which really is less a competitive situation, more battle to the death, maybe because they have all this pressure on them, what would have normally been like mild dislike, mild disappointment, is now ballooned into something like
magnified.
Hatred. And it doesn't help that the other six girls have all been there from the beginning. And of course, Kyuri had nothing to say at this.
It's quiet, right?
This, as well as Arum, who's the newest member, also has nothing to say because she doesn't speak Korean. But no, those two have been silent, Kyuri being one of the founding members of the group. you know, it's unfortunate to see people go through something like this publicly. But again, we're now in a generation with advances in internet technology, unfortunately, where even people who should know better, even years ago when they would have had handlers who would have stopped them from doing stuff like this, I think they were one of the groups that had like cell phones taken away from them for the longest.
Yeah.
So they took to Twitter, Hyomin being the first one to take to Twitter to share something like this, then the other girls piling on and not realizing.
It's like airing their dirty laundry in public. I mean, I know for a fact that a lot of people feel that this is what's really going on behind the scenes. And I have a feeling that this has always been the case with Tiara. It's not just now.
Yeah. It seems as though that the company, because through looking this up, I saw some speculation about Sumi's departure from Coed. And because that's just speculation, I believe that alone specifically. But... it seems as though the company itself has really cultivated this culture of me first. I may go at any point, so I always have to look out for me beyond the group. And that's a weird thing in Korean culture. I think it's, you know, individuality isn't exactly celebrated. So you have the normal way of looking at things is the group before me. But for some reason, everyone's... And I get it. Like, this has been your dream for however long it's been. So you want to protect your ability to stand on stage as much as possible. But you're tearing down other members of the group who've struggled just as hard as you, though maybe not for as long, to be famous. And like the rap coach said before he took his words back, it's like they've forgotten what it was like when they were nobody. And you really see more, especially with seniors, towards their juniors, like, they're always understanding of, you know, I know where I had to come from to get here. And I know that you're in the midst of trying to get to this level of popularity. And I think part of the problem with them, I mean, a lot of these other groups, the CEOs are quite visible. Of course, you know, YG and JYP CEOs take their name. Lee Soo-man has taken a step back in how much he does for the company. But you know in the back of your mind that it's a manipulative industry. But no one has been as openly manipulative and disgusting as Kim Kwang-soo. And
yep.
It's unfortunate. I mean, I of course, you know, I've never liked Tiara as a group, but it's unfortunate that it's come to this, and you kind of feel like, and they've done this before, of course, they've announced the departure of a group member without them knowing that they were departing.
That's right.
They did this.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
How long are you giving Tiara before they disband or break up or whatever you want to call it? I'm giving them about a year and a half.
They debuted in 2009, and you know, so they're popular enough to sustain for 5 years. So, and this is the third year, but they're looking
all
like,
the drama.
They're looking like they won't last a year, or at least they won't last a year in their current form. I think that if Hwayoung leaves, Hwayoung's not going to be the first or the only person to leave. You feel like these girls need to be disciplined, but at the same time, you know, when it happened with Sia, God, I wish I could remember the names. I think Boram and Youngji, something like that.
What's her name?
Namgiri was the one who left.
Yeah, there, that pretty girl, Namgiri.
But I think Boram and Youngji are the names of the other two.
Ones who stayed, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the ones who slammed her at the press conference. Like, that's obviously the CEO's MO. Like, that's what he likes to see. That she would side with the company over this person that's being ousted to this degree. So if Hwayoung really is the person that's going to go and they know it, that's probably why they started doing it to Twitter. Because you publicly create a rift between yourself and this person. It's going to force the fans to choose the side. Right? And obviously...
Have you seen the fans' reactions? A lot of them have been defending the girls.
Yeah, the fans did the same thing with Sia. I remember.
That it's been hacked? Twitter accounts have been hacked?
Yeah,
it's bullshit.
You know how far people will go for denial? Like, they always want to believe, and I say they because we're supposed to be rational, they always want to believe that the artist is an angel, even though we know, like, it's been said time and time again that that's not the case. I saw something funny. It's someone saying that, you know, when you think about it, the people that they constantly say are angels and princes and princesses are most likely the people that are complete jerks. And it has to be said that they're such nice people in order for them to have a positive reputation. And the people that we think are sluts and horrible monsters are actually the people that are really nice people.
Yeah. So they say, you never know. But yeah, I mean, a lot of things have gone down between the Tiara members. And it's not looking good for all of them. How many are they now? 8, 9?
It's 8 now. It was supposed to be 9 later this year, but my guess is it's going to be 8 still.
Or maybe he's going to announce that the 9th member will be debuting soon.
Yeah.
Who knows?
And there are, of course, rumors that more people in co-ed, not just Kang Ho, who deservedly left, but that more people in co-ed are going to leave the group as well and be replaced.
Co-ed is still alive?
Yeah, they're supposed to come back later this year or early next year. But clearly, they're all treated as, not even chess pieces, as unimportant cogs in the machine, to the point where they could be thrown out and the machine will keep going. Of course, you know in the back of your mind that's how K-pop is. Because you see people that are here today and gone tomorrow, but it usually doesn't happen with a group of this scale of popularity.
I just thought, okay, for CCM, if they audition members, they should audition members based on their attitude. No bitches, no assholes, please.
But see, the problem with that is, like, you would have to be able to predict, because some people are not assholes or bitches, but they have those tendencies, and you won't notice the tendencies until after they become popular.
Well, and you then, give them different sets of moral questions.
But people will,
make it like a situational interview. I don't know.
People will answer what they think you want to hear.
Do a reference or background check. Jeez.
Sure, but the problem is that a lot of these people when they audition are kids, and their personality hasn't fully developed yet.
That's the sad part. And I don't think it's a very good industry to grow up in. It's going to mold you for the rest of your life. So, yeah. You need the right direction and proper guidance if you are going to be an idol, most definitely. All right, so what's next?
Speaking of princes and people auditioning based on personality, which JYP supposedly does, Nick Kun was involved in a car accident earlier this week.
DUI.
Where alcohol was involved, although they say because the amount of alcohol he consumed was equivalent to two drinks, it may not have impaired his judgment. They said it definitely didn't. I'm going to go with may not, because you can't measure one way or the other if it did. But the motorcyclist that was injured was traveling, I don't even know which way it was, but he was traveling across the main road when Nick Kun came speeding out of a side corner and swiped the back of the motorcycle.
Yeah. Apparently, they weren't really going very fast, both of them. That's what I know.
And
40 kilometers per hour.
Because of the timing, really, the motorcyclist is still alive. Because had he been a bit slower, he would have been hit by the full impact of the vehicle. And luckily, he was only hit by the back. But there were like all sorts of insidious things that were being said.
As expected.
I don't know why the need is felt to lie on behalf of these idols, especially when they do things that are obviously wrong. He obviously struck this guy with his car. He was the one driving. He was the one that had the drinks. And still chose to get behind the wheel. Although most people will think, two drinks, I'm okay to drive. But you never know when something like this happens and you need to make a judgment call and your reflexes are slower than they should be. The motorcyclist was apparently hospitalized. The initial article said he had minor injuries, but articles came out later saying he had serious injuries. So,
but I saw articles saying that the motorcyclist was about to get up, but when he saw Nikon's face, he went back down just because he's a celebrity. I'm like, huh?
People will say all sorts of things to try and help them. But firstly, Nikon didn't apologize. Apparently, he used the excuse of not being able to speak Korean properly. You want to apologize? Who cares? Apologize in English, apologize in Thai, apologize in Chinese. It doesn't matter as long as you apologize. Someone will translate it. It's Korean. because of this, I think the general air surrounding Nikon, of course, is damaged. People are looking at him with suspicion. He's been removed from 2PM's current activities, which means they're postponing their Japanese single because they said they wanted to promote as a group. And this, of course, goes to what I was saying earlier about people being treated in the media as princes and princesses turning out to be the bad ones. Not saying that this is endemic of his whole personality, but this is another car accident situation with another motorist who apparently was not in the wrong.
And people have been saying, okay, I read the comments, well, some of the comments, they've been saying that people are making a big deal out of this because Nikon is a celebrity, and if it was someone else, this wouldn't have been news. And, of course, you know, people would make a big deal out of it because he is an idol, and that's the culture. That's how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be perfect in the eyes of the people. So when something like this happens, whether you like it or not, you're under the microscope. And whether you like it or not, you're supposed to make amends. You're supposed to apologize.
I mean, the first thing you do is apologize, especially if you're at fault in the accident.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Maybe it's a cultural difference, but I don't think it's really a cultural difference. It's just being human, I think.
Yeah. Definitely, you're always going to want to make amends, especially when you feel like you did something wrong.
All right. Anything else to add, Dee?
Oh, no, that's actually the last news bit.
Yeah.
So, we're going to move on to our short, hopefully. Comebacks, debuts, new releases section. So, we have, firstly, Ace of Angels, which is going to be shortened to AOA, from FNC Music, which is the same company behind CM Blue and FT Island, is releasing a girl group that looks like a blend of a band and a dance group, very similar to the way Lead Apple is set up. Yeah. They released a teaser for their title track. It seems like it's going to be Elvis, which was okay. It was adorable. I think that's the right word for the video. Yeah. there were some dance scenes as a seven-member group where they seemed very similar to someone like Synergy Day. But there were also scenes where they appeared to be playing instruments. I'm not sure if that's what they were actually doing.
And yeah, I was telling you earlier that I think, although I'm not sure, okay, that I read that their single leaked, or something leaked, okay? Single or mini album leaked, or song leaked. I didn't read the entire article, I just read the tweet.
I know it's available right now, if you know where to look for it.
Right.
And of course, there was much anticipation for them being as it's a company from FNC and it's a group from FNC, I'm sorry. And CM Blue was very popular straight out of the gate. So we'll see.
Expectations for the group. Yeah.
As opposed to most of the other girl groups that have been debuting, this is a new try from an alternative company. Let's put it like that. They don't turn out typical idols.
They're still idols.
Yeah,
okay.
They are still idols. No one may argue one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because a lot of people classify FT Island as rock. They're rock stars?
Idol rockers? I think that's what we should
maybe.
Go with.
Yeah.
And then you have from... I forgot what we said their name was.
Brand new Stardom? Stardom... Stardust? Something with star.
We have Evil from Block B's company.
Block B's company, yeah.
They released the video teaser this week, and of course the song still seems like it's going to be quite good. There's a tank in their music video for some reason. And they do sound like they're very much trying to stick to hip-hop roots. We'll see, of course, when the full song is released.
See.
But it's interesting to note that they're the members... I don't know how many of them, but they were responsible for some of the writing and composing of their debut, which, again, is pretty cool.
Yeah, and I have to say this, because I mentioned this to Dee earlier, they should lay off on the eye makeup. It's too much, I think. Too much makeup isn't really good for the way you look, okay? It makes you look like a drag queen sometimes. Okay.
I don't even know how I'm supposed to follow up that. But we have, from Loen Entertainment, IU, of course, who everybody knows, and Fiestar, which, if I still, of course, I don't have the video open, but it's made up of quite a few people under the Loen Music imprint, which includes Guyan of Brown Eyed Girls. I don't know where my mind went just now.
Guyan, the one. Sunny Hill?
Yeah. Well, Fiestar may be a different group, but there's a whole
red and red,
right?
Red.
All of these people have come together: IU, Guyan, Sunny Hill, Azia, Fiestar, producers G Gorilla, Lee Min Soo, who made Abracadabra and quite a few of Brown Eyed Girls' later hits, and Rad, who again is a very good singer.
Okay.
They've come together to form Loen Tree, who's going to release a summer project album, and this imprint Loen Tree is going to be for I think experimental music for their artists to try out, and
that's
pretty
cool.
It should be an interesting thing to look at going forward. Sea of Moonlight, which is the first release from that project album with IU, I keep trying to say EU, I don't know why, IU Fiestar, who is a group I've never heard of, but it's a very summery song. Noelle commented it sounded like 80s K-pop.
Yeah. 80s throwback, especially the beginning. It's fun.
And it's a camping video with a lot of shots of IU's face, so the people that are into that, they see a lot of that. But it is a very interesting song, and Loen, more importantly, Loen is one of those very large companies. They do album
they release
promotion
music.
Production. Yeah, I think they release the the physical media. So there are a lot of artists that will appear under Loen's YouTube channel because of that, but they're not necessarily signed specifically with Loen. So this is an interesting thing to look forward to. I can't wait to see really what they're going to do under this imprint, not just with this initial summer project album, but with whatever's
it's
coming
experimental.
Next.
I'm thinking I really want them to be like Fluxus, if it's sort of experimental. Like, they can do whatever they want with their music.
Yep. And, of course, IU, of course, is known for writing and participating in the creation of her music. And I think a lot of the other artists under their imprint do that same sort of thing. So it will be nice to see, say, Sunny Hill members. There's music we can't make as Sunny Hill. So under this other imprint, this is some other things we're interested in and some other music we would like to make if our musical stylings as a group weren't, say, electronica or whatever it is. Say, we will.
Yeah, speaking of which, I just remembered, okay? I'm sorry to cut you off, Dee, but I've heard that the Classy Guy project is coming back soon.
Yeah, I don't have a date for it, but I heard that as well.
Yeah.
That Alex, of course, was also arrested for DUI.
Yeah.
So
damn.
So who knows what's gonna happen there? But yes, Alex and Horan are gonna come back to sing over Clazzy's beats.
Yes.
I guess they couldn't stay away from each other. Mm-hmm. So we'll see when that's gonna be released.
Yeah. Okay. The next comeback is something that surprised us both. I had no idea would ever like NS Yoonji's music. Never in a million years.
You seem like you have a personal vendetta.
No. I just don't like her talking voice. It's so whiny and pitchy and annoying whenever I see her on Arirang. And I think she's not on Arirang anymore. I think, okay? I don't see her around whenever I watch TV. But yeah. But her singing voice sounds different, so okay. I never really made an effort to listen to NS Yoonji's music. Because her previous releases, I didn't really like. But this one, it's called I Got You. It's really good. And it's like a girl power kind of song, if I'm not mistaken.
That's what it looks like, definitely.
Yeah. She's wearing leather.
And I like that the company referred to it in the description as rocking tronic, a combination of rock and electronic music. I love how Koreans just make up words and it's just fine.
You were telling me earlier about Rockytronic. I was like, is that a Yoo Young Jin word again? Like Lovertronic, electronic? Is that shiny sound?
Yeah, Robotronic.
Yeah.
But
it's a very good song.
And she is one of the more promising young dance solo artists, because we have very few of them for females. They're trying to make Gina into a dance solo artist. I don't know.
No, it's not gonna work. Her boobs are too big, too heavy.
My god, that's just terrible. Okay.
kidding. Okay, Gina fans, but she's good. Okay, she's a good singer, and I'm not saying anything bad about her boobs. I'm just saying it's gonna be hard for her to dance. Okay. Let's move on.
Just say, like, she can't dance. Like, that would have been easier.
No,
she's not a good dancer.
She can't dance. She has limited moves. Stick to singing, Gina.
Whatever. Whatever, you.
Okay.
So, I remember we spoke about this a while back, about their unfortunate Craigslist posting for white models to appear in a music video. But Beast released on Beautiful Night, which was recorded in New York City. And apparently,
in
a garage.
It reminds me of the streets of New York. Yeah.
Of course, people were drawing the obvious comparison to Big Bang. You have a member, like, they already have that comparison there built in before they even made any music. You have a former member of Big Bang in the group. And then Big Bang was the most recent people to go to New York to film. But I will go out on a limb and say that I like this video better than Blue or
I like Bad Boy. I like Bad Boy.
I really like it because it's like it's very limited, the space, and it's basically them chasing after a girl the whole video, whereas Beautiful Night is obviously it's a party video.
Why was it shot in the day?
It's shot at night too. The end of the video is at night.
I didn't watch the end because I was thinking, okay, this has a Big Bang vibe to it. I mean, I didn't really think about the Big Bang comparison, but it just struck me. I'm getting this Big Bang feel. Okay, that's enough. Next.
It was, the video, the difference for me, besides the numerous locations, they featured graffiti artists, they featured DJs, skateboarders, they featured, obviously, B-boys. They featured also a diverse collection of people in the music video, which I was surprised by considering the ad.
Maybe but they there are had at least minute changes to the ad, or maybe they ran another
no, but
ad.
The DJ is a black guy. Some of the dancers are black guys. I think one of the skateboarders is Hispanic, and then you have Hispanic and black girls sprinkled throughout the crowd, and a couple Asians. So I was surprised that there were more than 10 people of color in the music video. Which considering how everyone was ready to grab up their pitchforks and torches and riot against Beast, I was surprised to see that the music video turned out in a different way from what we expected. And of course, the song has been stuck in my head since it released, so that's a good thing. Hyun Sung's red hair is not a good look, and it needs to disappear.
Looks like
I'm surprised at. I'm surprised at the way that Dong Woon is able to rock like the most ridiculous hair colors, because his hair
it's
is like
blonde now, right?
It's like white almost with green, not green, with pink, and it's just like
pink hair. God,
he just looks. He's still eye fucking the cameras as though his hair isn't completely ridiculous, as though his clothes aren't ridiculous.
He's wearing pink,
and everyone's
right? Wearing a pink suit. Oh.
Yes, everyone's fashion in this video is ridiculous, with the exception of I think Dong Jun makes it out okay and Jun Hyung makes it out okay, but the four vocalists, no, it's all ridiculous. Ki Going's hair is like permed and dyed into a blonde mohawk or some nonsense. And there's a bit where he has his bandana up over his mouth like he's some sort of gangster. And then, like, it's just ridiculous enough for me to love the video.
Okay. Yeah, it's quite a good song. First time I heard it today. It's good. Quite a good song. But it hasn't grown on me yet. It's because I only listened to the first half of the song. I'll listen to it more after. Okay.
And of course, the choreography, again, was done by Haosen of Prefix. So.
Good. Yep. The last comeback. This is my favorite. BoA.
The most important one, yep. I guess. It's album 7,
yep.
Right? Or is it 8?
I think album 7. Korean album 7.
Yes, important distinction. This is like album 34 total. BoA released the music video for Only One earlier this week, and of course, as soon as I saw there was a dance version, I completely ignored the drama version. I haven't even seen it.
Forget the drama version.
Because it's only going to be melodramatic and boring, and the most important thing is to see BoA dance.
She's awesome.
And I cannot remember whose dancers she's using, but these are the dancers for Western artists. And they're phenomenal. I like the way everything looks. I like the fact that she uses her dance as an armchair. I like the fact that there is a 30-second to 1-minute breakdown with just her and one of the male dancers. together when the lights go off. The whole thing, the way it was done.
Yeah, it is amazing. And the song is good too. And you know what's even better? She wrote and composed the song herself. Way to go, Boa.
I would applaud if it wasn't annoying. I also like that she's dancing her video shot on a set as opposed to in a box.
Speaking of dancing in a box, I finally saw Super Junior's Sexy, Young, and Free MV. You know where? In a public bus of all places. I like, see, I knew it. I was going to see this MV. Yeah, that's it. And yeah.
So how do you feel about it?
Same old, same old. And why does C1 have white hair there?
Why does anyone have anything? But I've learned you just don't question
it's
stuff.
It's still the same. So, and it's still annoying, the song, I mean. Nothing much has changed.
So we're going to take a break. And this week we're going to be doing an artist spotlight instead of Free Talk. And it's going to be on the group that was announced to have a comeback in September. So this is kind of cheating. Epic High.
All right. So we'll take a quick break and we'll be back.
Yeah. Hey, girl. You know my name. Sensitive. I'm a sensitive thug. Yeah, I'm sensitive. I'm a sensitive thug. Yeah, I'm in love. Action 영화를 봤어. 악당이 죽었어. 눈물을 흘렸어. 'Cause I'm sensitive. I'm a sensitive thug. 우리의 사랑은 아직도 불타고 있어. So I like that. 'Cause I'm sensitive. I'm a sensitive thug. 약속 시간에 좀 늦었어. 그녀가 좀 섭섭해했나 봐. What's up, baby? I'm a sensitive thug. I'm a sensitive thug. I'm a sensitive thug. Sensitive thug, 가끔 몰래 울어. 'Cause I'm sensitive thug. Yeah, I'm sensitive thug. 친구들 몰래 멜로 영화를 봐. 'Cause I'm sensitive like blah. 아직도 엄마한테 용돈 받아.
All right, we're back.
So when it comes to hip-hop and laymen in the Korean music scene, there are very few groups people know. A lot of people are familiar with Drunken Tiger, who of course are the legends in Korean hip-hop. People now are familiar with Lee Sang because of Gary and Gil. Of course, because they make good music, first of all, but because Gary and Gil both were so prominent with variety shows. And there's also a level of familiarity with Dynamic Duo, but after they both went into the army, that kind of fell off. So what we have here is, of course, the most well known for poetic lyrics, for several layers of meaning, for brilliantly shot music videos. I'm of course talking about Epic High, since I already gave it away before we went to break. But Epic High is made of two MCs and a DJ, much like Run DMC, with Tablo, who of course is the most popular member of the group. He's the Korean-Canadian. He's the one who studied at Stanford. He's the one
with all the drama.
He's the first one to sign with YG.
You were very iffy about that.
I was... But once he signed with YG and he insisted that Epic High wasn't breaking up, it was obvious that Epic High was going to come to YG.
I knew this was coming. I was expecting this.
If they intended to make music, and he feels like YG is his home, so of course he would talk the other two guys into coming. when Tableau had his drama start up with the people denying his degree from Stanford, saying that his whole life was built on a lie because they couldn't believe that a guy with that elite background would decide to be a rapper. Like, of all the things you could do with your fancy, prestigious degree, you're going to go into rap music and talk about society. So, Epic High, to date, has released 6 albums, starting from 2003. So, you have these guys that didn't really become celebrities until their third album, which had the single Fly. And after Tableau, you have Mithrajin, who was my personal favorite member, who used to be a beat poet. And I think Tableau met him on the street, and they decided that they rap is basically poetry set to music. So Sue's together, and DJ Two Cuts, of course, who is phenomenal on the, I don't know, say ones and twos. I know nothing about
turntables.
Yeah, I think they call it ones and twos. DJ Two Cuts and Tableau both have other nicknames. I think Tableau Supreme T and DJ Two Cuts is Street T. So that's cool. They have released.
They fit each other to the core.
Yeah. The album releases to date are Map of the Human Soul, which is the first album, High Society, Swan Songs, Remapping the Human Soul, Pieces Part 1, E, and.
Isn't Pieces Part 1 a special release?
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Along with the book?
I think it doesn't count as their official album count. E, an epilogue. And there's also Love Scream, which was a. It's not a magic.
It's electronica kind of release.
It's a different sound. I almost said it was a mashup album because I know it as I think TJ Massa mashed it up with Boa of all people. So that's how I know it, which is why I'm always confused when I look at that. But Map the Soul is also a project album. And again, with...
I like that.
With Epic High, you have a lot of people that they constantly worked with. Yoonha is one of the people. Like, I didn't discover Yoonha through them, but they made her a lot better. She appeared on Umbrella, which is a gorgeous, gorgeous song. And Tableau, in turn, appeared on her song Memories from her second album. They work with Doki. They, of course, work with Tiger JK. Lee Sang, Dynamic Duo. They work with
Hero 1 too.
Yep. MYK, as well as a frequent collaborator with them. I forget the song he did with them, but like, I had never heard of them, and this is a song all in English. And you also have, and like I said it, and thought about it, and it disappeared from my head, but they were members of a hip-hop crew started by Drunken Tiger called Movement, which included a lot of the people, basically included all of the people I mentioned before, including Lee Sang, Drunken Tiger, and Dynamic Duo. So this is one of the oldest hip-hop crews and one of the more prominent ones. And that's what made them signing with YG kind of funny, because they're, I guess the beef doesn't exist anymore. There used to be a beef between YG and Movement because YG made fake hip hop, basically.
But apparently now, is it YG getting these rappers to produce for him?
Big Tone and PK, who were initially of IM and then of Happy Face, they've done production. Swings, I know, has tweeted that YG is the best company. I think Snacky Chan as well. He's also tweeted that if he had to be under one of these idol labels, YG was the
idol label. Yeah. It's like choosing the lesser evil.
Yeah. It's like choosing which one of the popular kids to be friends with, even though you're all cool and counterculture. Is a lot of what hip-hop initially was, and of course it was the same way in the U.S. when it first grew into prominence. A lot of it was about speaking out against societal ills. A lot of it was counterculture. And it sort of got away from that as it became more and more mainstream. And obviously, the idols are helping in Korea with that situation because every group has a rapper. So a lot of kids are getting exposed to rap as this kind of glorified role that's shoved into a song because, you know, this person has to have a part because they're pretty. And we put them in the group, so they have to do something.
Doing anything. I mean, yeah.
And rap. Now I remember a cool piece of trivia, though, and a lot of people may have missed this, but Epic High appears in Hyori's first single on 10 Minutes.
Really?
Yeah, they do. So,
didn't know that.
Yeah, pre-debut Epic High appears in that. Pre-debut Epic High also appears in Drunken Tiger's shit. And Good Life, I think, is the song.
That's a good song. That's
my favorite Drunken Tiger song. How can I forget the name of it?
Yeah.
And of course, after Tableau's issues sort of ballooned and it was clear that Woolen wasn't going to be helping him out of it, Two Cuts was already in the army and Mithra went in as well when it became clear that they weren't going to be able to make music. So I guess the idea was to join up with the army in hopes that it would all have blown over by the time he left. Of course, it has. Some of the people involved with the situation have been prosecuted.
It's not over yet, though. That's a sad thing.
Not everyone, unfortunately, has been brought to justice, but some of the higher up people have been prosecuted. The last thing they did under We Lit was the song Run, which featured members of Infinite in the music video. And now that we've given you this quick background on Epic High,
let's talk about our favorite Epic High songs. Shall we?
Good. Yeah. And interestingly enough, Remapping the Human Soul, which I no longer own. All of my Epic High albums except for E that I bought, I don't own because my friends borrowed, stole them. Remapping the Human Soul, which was a double CD album, is the first full length Korean music CD I ever bought. Because I love hip hop and I loved Epic High very quickly. They were one of the people that got me introduced to Classic Choir. Like, all sorts of groups I got exposed to through them. So there's a great debt to them when it comes to good Korean music. I also own Pieces Part 1, but I lent it to someone. And, like, I was leaving the country for good and he was coming to drop it off. So
then you didn't see him?
No, like, I had already left when he came there.
Too bad. Much like a Korean drama. Okay. Alright.
So, Remapping the Human Soul, of course, holds Fan. Along with a ton of other great songs. But Fan is a super cool music video that shows, like, what it's like when obsessed fans go too far. And it speaks about it from a lot of it from a psychiatric standpoint. It's how the obsession feels like love, and the video portrays this girl kidnapping her idol and holding him hostage.
Listen up, obsessive fans.
In this small room, and realizing that he would rather commit suicide than be with her, she kind of has a mental collapse and decides that it would be better to kill him. And then the idea is to send him off to the moon. Like, she spends this whole time building this rocket and all that, but you know she's not a rocket scientist, so it's not gonna end well. She ends up killing him in an effort to ensure that no one else can have him, which is one of the most beautifully destructive things I've ever seen portrayed in a music video. And if I wasn't already hooked on Epic High, like, that would be the thing that would have made me a fan.
Okay. My favorite Epic High song is, it's no surprise, I've talked about this lots of times, it's One. And that's also my favorite music video. And it's a lot of things can be said about that video, and one thing is that I can totally relate to the video. Yeah.
It's One is a video, if you've never seen it, that's told mostly in reverse. They also did that with don't remember the song, but it's done with another song as well.
Breakdown?
No, not Breakdown. Breakdown is the one where they're basically being held captive by gangsters and being tortured. But in one, you have a young lady who has taken a lot of pills, like, with the intention of committing suicide, and as she's dying, she seems to regret it, and she writes, I think, the word scar on
the mirror,
and then collapses and dies. And you see crime scene investigators coming in and taping off her apartment, and then Epic High comes in, and they begin to
bring things to her.
Yeah, they begin to reverse time for her, which is really... it's really interesting imagery.
And it makes you think, right? It makes you think about regret.
A lot of their videos require someone else to explain it to you. That's how I feel. Fly was a music video about a hostage situation. It was all very high budget and cool looking.
And is that the one where they were chased by monsters? Like the host?
The one that was like the host was Wannabe, which was the first part, and Trot and High Technology, which was the second part. It's a parody of a huge Korean blockbuster named The Host.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I know you also like Map the Soul.
Yep, Map the Soul. It has this, is it time lapse or something? It's like a video of a man with trees and stuff growing on his head.
Yeah.
I like the English version song.
And another one of the things that's loved about Epic High is that because Tableau is Canadian, there's a lot of English involved in their songs. So it makes it easier for non-Korean fans to connect to them. And it gets you to see a little bit of how layered and how deep their lyrics are. Even though you can't understand the Korean ones, obviously, you can understand the English ones. And to see a lot of the metaphors that Tableau makes, it's kind of easy to see that he's a very intelligent man.
Easy. Very, very easy. See that he's very smart. Now, so they're gonna come back October,
September.
September. They're gonna be under YG. Have a lot of the fans complained about this, or they're okay with it? With some of
fans complained about it initially, but I think at this point, we just want more Epic High. Like, we don't even care what company it's gonna get released under. It feels like Epic High, especially with them being established artists, YG can't force them into his niche. Even if that's what he wanted to do, which I don't think he would.
I don't think so.
I think he would respect them as artists to the point where they have free reign to make whatever music they need to make, and we will release it and promote it, which is really what you need your company to do.
Yeah, and I guess fans have proven that with Tableau's release, it wasn't really that bad. I mean, their fears were unfounded.
I found the song I was thinking of is 1 Minute 1 Second, where the video is told in reverse. Really aggro-wine. But with Epic High, we feel like they're gonna make the music they wanna make regardless. And you can't, if you change them, there would have been no point in signing them in the first place. Like, these are guys with almost a decade worth of recording experience. They're one of the biggest hip-hop acts in the country. They have fans all around the world. And they're really the gateway drug for a lot of young people for Korean hip-hop. So you have a lot of rappers that owe them a service as well. And of course, I hope they get to continue to work with the same music video directors that they've gotten to work with previously, because I was not feeling Tableau's music videos under YG at this point. Bad, of course, it felt more than Tomorrow, which Tomorrow just looks like one of Big Bang's videos.
Okay. the videos, yeah. But the songs. The songs are
always phenomenal. But with Epic High, a lot of what attracted people is, again, most people only will ever see your singles. What attracted a lot of people to them was how interesting and how diverse their music videos have been. And in an idol company, you pretty much make the same videos all the time. So I'm hoping that they're gonna continue to make really great songs, which I expect from them. They have been doing it since Map of the Human Soul, and they did it all the way up to Epilogue, and I hope that this September there's not going to be a big difference at all, that you're still going to get to see.
I don't think there's going to be much of a difference.
You're still going to get to see and hear the phenomenal affinity they have with music and the spoken word. And if you've never gotten the chance to listen to their older music, because I know I came in at album 3 and a lot of people I think came in much later. If you have the
opportunity... I came in much later, D. I mean, I've been into K-pop for a very long time, but I didn't listen to Epic High until much, much later.
If you have the opportunity to get your hands on the albums, please, please, please go ahead and listen to Map of the Human Soul, High Society, which is my favorite album. Swan Songs, which has Fly on it, Remapping the Human Soul, which is a double album, which is also a double album, and then you have Pieces Part 1 and Epilogue.
And Pieces Part 1 is where one is in Umbrella, right?
Yes. And you also have Remixing the Human Soul, which was a project with Planet Shiver, which is, I think, 3 DJs that they had under their Map the Soul imprint, their shortly lived Map the Soul imprint, which produced an electronic alternative to their music. So again, if you've never, for some bizarre reason, maybe you just came into the K-pop in the last 2 years, maybe you're not a big fan of hip-hop, give Epic High a chance. There is an account on YouTube called, I think, The Asian Mission, they've translated and subbed quite a few of Epic High's songs. Go ahead and take a look at the translations to some of their songs, especially the ones you've come to enjoy, and I think you will be impressed by the level of depth and the topics they address in some of their movies, in some of their songs, because you have a lot of government criticism, of societal criticism, a lot of idol criticism, which is one of the things that surprised me when they signed with YG. His Wannabe was a song almost directly criticizing G-Dragon and Big Bang. So maybe that's where a lot of people had problems with him signing with YG. But hey, if it's water under the bridge to them, it should be water under the bridge to us.
It should be. You know, it should be. They've mended their differences. Whatever their differences were, we don't know. If there was be a big issue with them.
Yeah, again, it's what we think the relationship is between celebrities isn't necessarily what they are. Because they're the ones who know each other and are running into each other.
That's right. So that's it for the Artist Spotlight, which is featured Epic High.
So we want to thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, that's it. Episode 55.
Wow. The email address is thealwaysrationalkpoppodcast@gmail.com. Twitter and Facebook, twitter.com/arkpoppodcast, facebook.com/arkpop. arkpop.com is the website. The forums are ssanetwork.freeforums.org. So if you want to communicate with us on any level, those are 5 different ways you can do it. We look forward to hearing from you guys.
Oh, by the way, what happened to that email exchange? I read parts of it about Girls' Generation.
I think it's concluded for now.
So, yeah. If you have anything that you want to ask us, go ahead. Feel free, okay? Thank you, everyone, for listening. This has been episode 55. You guys have a great day, great week. Great weekend, wherever you are. Bye.
See you guys next time.
Okay.
Wasn't bad.
Epic high from I remember to fly. 그렇게 돈을 벌고 싶었을까 뭐 음악은 나쁘지 않은데 방송과 핫볼 때문에 뜬 거 아닌가. Okay. 힙합의 결점이다 혁명이다 사회 걱정이다 모두 성공을 위해 만든 설정이다 오케이 그래 오케이 whatever you say 시작해 제발 힙합답게 음악해 혼자 날지 말고 추락해 바쁜 척하지마 내 앨범에 피처링 부탁해 오케이 살상이라지 작달라붙어 있어 기생충처럼